we love Teddy Bridgewater. We got that established. So how are we going to make him and the Vikings better? When you take a look at what happened last year and take a look at the projected roster this, you know, coming into this offseason, where do you see, you know, coaches and scouts like to say you can't fix all the problems at one time. So prioritize in your mind, if you would, what the Vikings could do to help Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, I think the obvious thing is wide receiver. I was really impressed with Charles Johnson last year, coming on strong and really becoming the go-to guy by season's end. Jarius Wright, I liked him out of Arkansas, a good little slot receiver. But, you know, I think it's time to get a true number one out there. I'm a big believer in Cordarrell Patterson, but he has to take that next step as a route runner to really fulfill his potential. But I think we're at a point where, with pick number 11, if you're looking at somehow Amari Cooper's on the board, Kevin White, Devontae Parker, if one of those three receivers is on the board, I think you have to pull the trigger and go get a young, exciting, you know, top-end wide receiver who Bridgewater can grow with. And, you know, you look at the great quarterbacks in NFL history, they all had a pretty dang good receiver too. So getting Bridgewater that number one receiver, a true number one, I think would be priority.
So if the Vikings are at 11, and let's say the top two who are stacked go in the top 7 or 8 and they're gone, do you feel strong enough about the third guy in that grouping where Wheel and Deal and Rick Spielman, who loves to trade in the draft, would jump up and get one of those two guys? Do you feel strong enough, A, about the talent of the third guy, and B, about the Vikings' need for that guy?
You know, I don't. And I think especially at the receiver position, we saw last year, like, you can get a solid performer in the second round or even the third round.
Sure.
And I think the same will be said about this year's class because the depth at receiver is very good. So if there's a possibility, you know, that the White and Cooper are gone, you might lose out on Parker. That just increases your chance to get him an impact player on defense at pick number 11. So that's more solid players who are on the board. So I would actually hold tight there and still draft the best player available, despite that desire to trade up.
Right. You know, I think, you know, it's not a very sexy position to take when you're picking at 11th offensive line, but, you know, the Vikings struggled there with injuries, and depth was a concern throughout the season. And then you look at, you know, you mentioned Zach Martin, whom the Cowboys drafted in the middle of the first round last year, and look at what the Cowboys did the last few drafts, taking Tyron Smith, taking Travis Frederick at center, taking Zach Martin. I mean, that's investing heavily in an offensive line, and if you look at how that offense was clicking on all cylinders this past season, I think the offensive line, while they may not be in the box score, is a big reason for that. So that's justification, perhaps, for not doing the sexy thing and taking a lineman there in the middle of the first round, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. And before Dallas, the San Francisco 49ers did that with Joe Staley,
sure,
Anthony Davis, and Mike Iupati. So, and they built one of the best run games in the NFL. So there's a nice precedent for building a power run game and investing first-round picks in offensive linemen. Like you said, it's not sexy. The fans aren't going to go crazy for it. But you're building a better football team. You're protecting your franchise quarterback, and you're really building up a run game that can be dominant again.
All right. Before we go to defense, one more on offense. We have not had to worry about running back in the NFL draft for a long time here in Minnesota because we took Adrian Peterson in the first round in 2007, and we've been set, obviously. But this year, with Adrian's status being what it is, you don't know if he's going to be back or not. How do you feel about this year's running back class? I think there are two names that everyone knows, and I want to know what you think about both of those and which one you prefer. But then after that, is there any talent in this class? Because we never hear any of them talked about.
Yeah, there's a ton of talent in this class, and it's unfortunate, like you said, they're not talked about enough, but I think there are probably 8 or 9 running backs who have starting talent, or at least to be a high carry guy in a rotation. But I would imagine the two you're talking about, Todd Gurley out of Georgia, who I thought was a top 15, maybe top 10 player before he tore his ACL in early November. So his status is really going to be dependent on these medical checks. You know, he'll be at the combine next week, and we'll see where his rehab is at there. Obviously, he's not going to run or anything, but he'll get checked over by team doctors. I still think he could be a first-round pick. You know, you look at Willis McGahee, was a first-round pick coming off knee injury. It just depends on where the player's at in terms of rehab. Melvin Gordon, I would guess, is the other one that a lot of people talk about. Somehow I've become labeled as a guy who doesn't like Melvin Gordon. I do like him. I think he's a quality running back who has positives, has negatives. He's probably a mid-second-round player to me. I do worry about him transitioning to the NFL because of Wisconsin running backs have not produced well in the pros, and just some of the things I see on tape. You know, he has a tendency to stop his feet behind the line of scrimmage. He loves to bounce runs outside. I think he might be a difficult guy to block for in the pros because he is a little bit erratic in the backfield and hasn't really shown himself to be a receiver or a blocker. Not that he can't be, but wasn't asked to be at Wisconsin. So I think that's going to be an adjustment for him. But I like the depth behind him. I like Duke Johnson out of Miami a lot, Tevin Coleman out of Indiana, David Cobb from Minnesota, right there in state for you guys. Had a great Senior Bowl week. So there are a lot of running backs outside of the really big two popular names who have the talent to come in and be players right away.